Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, why don't you go fly a kite?
Let's do it.
You better get a rope on that thing instead of a string.
Why not, though? It's spring break.
It's been a little windy.
It's windy, but that's A-OK. Spring break, windy, all that sort of stuff. Let's celebrate. It's Saturday. The Carolina Outdoors is in session. Whether you're joining us via the airwaves of News 1110, 99.3 WBT, or maybe via the podcast, either at jessebrowns.com features page, or maybe you subscribe, WBT.com, keyword Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Don, we got a bunch to talk about during spring break.
It's opening day, buddy.
It's opening day.
Opening day of turkey season in North Carolina. That's right. Get on out there after those storms. Those guys are going to be ready for a little action.
Hey, don't you know it? The weather suits, doesn't it, for
yes,
them
sir.
Out there moving around.
Yep.
South Carolina hunters have already been out there large and in charge, too. So
doing well, I hear.
They're gonna expand into both Carolinas as the turkey hunters expand as well. Of course, the fishing is good all over the place. Water's a little bit murky, though.
Not bad, though. Not bad.
Nope.
Clearing
fish,
up quick.
Fish always like that water.
They're funny that way.
I don't know how that
yes,
works.
Sir.
We're glad that everyone is joining us. We've got a busy program ahead. We're going to invite PGA Championship Director Jason Mingle onto the program. Hard to believe they let us talk about golf, but Masters weekend is in session as well. So that's something going on to interrupt North Carolina and South Carolina turkey hunters.
The azaleas are blooming in Augusta as normal.
Good night. Do you think we should talk to Jason to see if he'd sign us up?
See if we could be play-by-play of golf?
Let's do it.
Probably
do
not.
It.
He makes it!
We got to get past security first.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
We'll find out if there's a need for volunteers and that sort of thing. Also, we're going to bring on a Charleston area fishing guide. He's also the son of a Hall of Fame country music songwriter. He's going to give us the lowdown of fishing in the Charleston area, a new foundation that he is starting up as well. And hey, maybe we'll get to talk a little bit about country music as well.
Let's talk fishing.
We'll talk. We'll bring it all about. You know what happens when the fish aren't biting? You have to have a good plan of conversation.
And there you go.
Talking country music songwriting is always a good plan of conversation for a lot of us, anyway.
Okay.
we'll play some of the songs and see if that's worthy of talking growing up in Nashville, Tennessee. Lastly on the program, after we get through talking to Jason and Mark, we're going to bring on famed historian and attorney here in Charlotte, David Erdman, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about the history of Charlotte per 100 years ago. And we'll find out how the city of Charlotte became the city of Charlotte as we know it at first at the beginning of the 20th century.
All right. How she became the Queen City.
Kind of. And the clue in on that is it's going to involve a lot about World War I. So if you're a Charlotte history buff, stay tuned because we're going to learn about our fair city, so to speak. Hey, I need to say this because this is a future event, but it's worthy of a save-the-date notice. Thursday, May 18th, all of our Carolina Outdoor listeners are invited because the franchise of Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's is lined up. And one of the people on here has been a guest on the Carolina Outdoors program and is somebody who we ran out of time with. So it's kind of like a cliffhanger, if you will. Peter Ripmaster is going to be one of the storytellers at Jesse Brown's. This is May 18th from 6 to 8. And if you're not familiar with this franchise event at Jesse Brown's, it occurs three times a year, late January or early February. There's another one in May, this one, and one in September. So the May event, the lineup is My Climb by Jesse Strachan. The second story is Renfro's Hardware by David Blackley. And the third story, The Iditarod Trail by Peter Ripmaster.
There you go.
So we have the three 20-minute storytellers lined up And now we need to invite everybody to attend. We'll have sandwiches. We'll have drinks. And the event, again, May 18th, that's a Thursday night. So save that date from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be out of there by then.
Mark it on your calendar.
It is free to attend, held at Jesse Brown's high atop the balcony section overlooking the scenic Sharon Corners Shopping Center.
A lot of fun. Everybody enjoys those story time events at Jesse Brown's.
Well, we'll talk more about it. In fact, we've got David Blackley onto the program next week. He's going to be joining us, as well as, guess what, I promised to get Doug Gillis on with the American Chestnut Foundation.
How'd you know I just planted a dozen chestnut trees?
Because you told us. You told us. And then I said we're going to get Doug Gillis on, and guess what? We don't have Doug Gillis on this week. We're going to work on him for next week. He is a part of the American Chestnut Foundation, and we'll learn a little bit about the history of the American chestnut, but also the future of the chestnut, so to speak, because of the blight that did occur 100 years ago as well. The American chestnut is very different than it was 100 years ago.
Not extinct.
They just don't go much beyond the root system when they come out.
Just little guys, and then somehow they topple off early. But, a wonderful and important story, the American chestnut.
Hey, somebody called, and they may contact you, and you're free to call the outdoor guys, Don Yeager, Bill Barty, where we hang our hat through the week at Jesse Brown's. But, Don, somebody called and wanted to talk a little bit about what is better for wildlife. So let me repeat his question. Is it that hybrid chestnuts group that you planted, or the white oak?
Well, the chestnut has far more mass produced and is more flavorful for wildlife, so definitely I'm going with chestnut. Now, I have to admit, I planted Chinese chestnuts I couldn't get hybrids. And we'll find out next week how you get hybrids, because they're difficult to get and in very short supply yet.
And they're pricey, I believe.
I don't know.
Oh, we'll find out.
Doesn't matter if you can't get them. It's tough to get them, and probably one of the few ways to get them is to join the American Chestnut Society.
Ah, I think you're right.
Right.
ACF.org. But so you're going with chestnut.
Well, chestnuts by far. I mean, and that's a missing ingredient in our mountains and in our woodlands all over, is the chestnut tree and the amount of mass or acorns that it produced. In this case, chestnuts, not acorns. But the amount of protein and sugar in a chestnut far exceeds that of an acorn. They're very flavorful. People eat them. People don't eat acorns, so that's a good clue to you which one tastes better.
Man, okay.
You bet. Chestnuts roasting by an open fire.
Wow.
So give me 4 years, and I'll provide the chestnuts, and you provide the open fire.
Ah, so 4 years, not 40 years.
Yep, that's what they tell me. 4 years, I'll start to see a few little chestnuts here on my little sprigs. The trees I planted, about as big around as your thumb and about 4 foot tall. A little bigger than I expected them to be, to tell you the truth.
I'll tell you what, 4 years is a lot sooner than I would have expected, too. I thought it'd be decades,
not in theory, but we will find out, and we will keep you informed on the Carolina Outdoors. So mark your calendar, check back 4 years from now.
Yep.
four years from this fall.
That is just one more reason to listen to the Carolina Outdoors.
All right, so that'll be 2021. We'll be talking to you then.
Okay, we're plugging it in my calendar right now.
There you go, Chestnut Report.
So to speak. Maybe we'll ask Jason Mingle about if they found any shed antlers out there on the Quail Hollow course.
I dare say they got picked up if they were.
That's right.
But I can tell you, these golf courses have tremendous deer herds, so odds are pretty great.
Oh, man, no joke. Okay, well, I bet they're not down there in Augusta. I bet they've chased those things up, and that is when this is going on right now. We're talking Augusta National this weekend. If you're listening via the airwaves of WBT, if you are listening around the world, except, of course, for North Korea and parts of China, who knows what time of year it is that you're listening.
Right.
He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit of golf with Jason Mingle, the PGA Championship Director, And afterwards, we're going to have a break for the news and bring back Mark Holyfield and talk Charleston Fly, guided fly fishing trips and light tackle charters down in Charleston, South Carolina. But first, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.